This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And what is taking place now in London may pave the way for the first statutory control of the press in that country since the late 1600s. The findings of a major inquiry into British media regarding the phone hacking controversy, specifically British newspapers, was released today. Lord Justice Leveson's report was ordered by British Prime Minister David Cameron last year after the phone hacking revelations broke at Rupert Murdoch's tabloid, The News of the World. In today's report, Lord Leveson calls for a tougher form of self-regulation to improve media standards. Joining us is Conservative British Member of Parliament Nadeem Zahawi. Is this a revolutionary recommendation, and is it likely to be taken up by Parliament?
Hi, John. Well, I sat on the joint committee of the House of Lords and House of Commons that looked at privacy and also an instrument in law called super injunctions, where very wealthy footballers were taking these things out to gag the press. I went into that instinctively against any form of legislation, any form of statute to curtail the freedom of the press. But as we took the evidence, I came to the same conclusion as Lord Justice Leveson did, which is that you need an independent regulator with teeth. And the way you give it teeth is by giving it a statutory underpinning. In the same way as our judiciary in the UK has its provenance in statute, as well as things like the Advertising Standards Authority has its provenance in statute. And the debate, I think, has been a little bit hysterical, i.e., do we want politicians controlling the press or don't we? I think what we need is an independent regulator, not one that is self-regulated, that, i.e. the press themselves choose the board and choose who does the regulation, one with real teeth that can investigate and reprimand. And what Lord Justice Leveson is calling for is a reprimand up to £1 million for wrongdoing. And there was lots of wrongdoing, by the way.
All right, but how would you design the statute here, Nadeem Zahawi? I mean, it seems to me you're talking about a technological issue with phone hacking, and you're talking about a cozy relationship between politicians and the press. What would the law say? Don't do stuff we haven't thought of that we're going to really hate later on.
No, what I think he's proposing, and we looked at this in the committee, there are two issues. One, self-regulation, self-evidently wasn't working and was not fit for purpose because some of the proprietors and editors decided not to join in. They said, we will not become members of that self-regulator. And the other problem was the right of appeal of ordinary people, not wealthy, politicians or footballers or movie stars like Hugh Grant, but ordinary people like Madeleine McCann's parents, the girl who was abducted, other cases where they had no right of appeal, swift right of appeal that was affordable. So those were the two problems. And what you would do, what Lord Justice Leveson, as I understand it, and the report has only been published a few hours ago, but what you would do is you would have an independent regulator that is not chosen by the industry, the board of it and the leadership of it, but truly independent, and you would have proprietors and editors signing up. If they don't sign up, of course they can carry on, but if there's ever cases before the law, the courts will then be able to effectively behave differently towards them if they're not members of that independent regulator or not.
I'm stuck though, Nadeem Zahawi, on the independent piece. David Cameron has a, laugh out loud, loving relationship with one of the principals in this case. It seems to me that if the prime minister isn't independent, who's going to be independent?
Well, look, I mean, basically what we're saying is the industry will need to, first of all, pay for this independent regulator, and its board, its leadership of that independent regulator has to be independent of both politicians and of the industry. And that, the detail, obviously, we would have to work through, but you need to give it teeth, and the way you give it teeth is by giving it a statutory underpinning. That's the difference between what Lord Leveson's proposing and some of the other proposals, like the ones from people like Lord Hunt, who's been brought in to currently sort of oversee the current regulator, which is called the Press Complaints Commission.
Well, how will the law change in the United Kingdom? It's unclear, but it is fairly clear that David Cameron, who's in a tough position here, might actually green light and wave this through. The first statutory regulations of the press since the 1600s. Nadeem Zahawi, Conservative Member of Parliament in the United Kingdom, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We were talking about Lord Justice Leveson's report on the entire phone hacking scandal released today amidst significant discussion and controversy there in London.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.